Title: Transform an Amen Style Fill Using Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's give a basic Amen Style Fill that real drum and bass energy, that rolling, slightly chaotic, human feel without letting it turn into a sloppy mess. The big idea today is this. The Amen Fill vibe isn't just the sample, it's micro timing, swing, and controlled chaos. And Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool is one of the fastest ways to sculpt that feel on purpose, then lock it in so it's reliable when you start building a full track. By the end, you'll have a simple 2-bar drum section. Bar 1 stays tight and grid friendly, bar 2 becomes the grooved Amen style fill, with movement and swagger, but still punching the snare where it needs to. Step 0. Quick setup so everything feels like real deed NB. Set your tempo to somewhere around 172 to 175 BPM. I'll pick 174. If you want to stay organized, group your drum tracks into a group called drums. Not required, but it makes it easier to print things later. And just for monitoring, not real mastering, you can put a limiter on the master. Set the ceiling to minus 0.8 dB, and a little look ahead, like 1.5 milliseconds. Then drop a spectrum after it so you can keep an eye on what's happening. Again, this is just to prevent surprise clipping while you experiment. We're not mastering the track right now. We're mastering the feel. Now step 1. Get an Amen style fill into Live. You've got two beginner-friendly options. Option A is the classic jungle workflow. Drag a break sample into an audio track. Any Amen style loop or breakish loop works. Click the clip, make sure warp is on, and set warp mode to beats. For preserve, start at 1/16. That's usually a safe place for breaks, because it keeps the transients crisp. Then adjust the clip so it locks to your project tempo. If it's drifting, double-check the SAG BPM and warp markers. Option B is the clean modern workflow. Use MIDI and a drum rack. Load your kick, snare, hats, and some ghost hits, then program a 2-bar clip where bar 2 is the fill. This lesson works either way, but for the most Amen result, audio breaks are perfect, because we can extract groove from real playing. Step 2, slice the Amen to MIDI, because control is everything. If you're working with audio, right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing, you can use the built-in preset, or choose one slice per transient. Make sure Warp Slices is on. Now Live creates a drum rack full of slices, and a MIDI clip that triggers them. This is the sweet spot. You keep the break character, but now you can groove it like MIDI, rebalance hits, and edit the fill cleanly. Do a quick cleanup pass in the MIDI clip. If you see any accidental triggers that don't actually hit anything useful, delete them, and find the exact region you want to be your fill. In this lesson, let's treat bar 2 as the fill. Now step 3. Open the groove pool and load a groove. Open the groove pool with Command Option G on Mac, or Control Alt G on Windows. In the browser, go to Grooves. You'll see swing templates like Swing 16, or MPC style swings depending on your library. For drum and bass, start moderate. Something like Swing 16 at around 55 is a good starting point. The goal is rolling, not drunk. At 174 BPM, extreme swing can turn into a stumble really fast. Now step 4, the secret sauce. Extract your own groove. This is where the drums start feeling like they have jungle DNA. Click your original audio break clip, or any percussion loop that already has a feel you like. In the clip view, find the groove section and hit Extract Groove. Ableton predates a new groove entry in the groove pool based on that clip's timing and velocity feel. Teacher tip here, you don't have to extract from a DNB loop. Try extracting from a funk loop, a live hat recording, even something like Latin percussion. Then apply it gently to a DNB fill and you get a unique pocket that doesn't scream preset swing. Now step 5, apply the groove only to the fill. This is a big beginner mistake. People groove the entire drum bus and suddenly the backbeat is wobbling and the track loses impact. So here's the surgical approach. Split your MIDI clip so bar 2 is its own clip. Click the clip, highlight bar 2, and split with Command D or Control E. Now click only the fill clip. In clip view, under groove, select the groove you want. Perfect. Bar 1 stays tight. Bar 2 gets the movement. Now step 6. Dial in the groove pool parameters like a producer, not like a preset browser. Click the groove in the groove pool so you can see its controls. We're going to use 4 main controls: timing, velocity, random, and bass. Here are solid starting values. Set timing somewhere between 30 and 60%. Start at 45%. That usually gives believable motion without sounding late. Set velocity between 10 and 25%. Start around 15 or 20. This helps ghost notes breathe and stops everything from hitting like a flat machine gun. Set random low, 3-10%. Start at 5%. Random is seasoning. Too much and your fill stops sounding intentional. For bass, choose 1/16 most of the time. If your fill is extremely busy, you can audition 1/32, but if it starts flaming, don't immediately abandon it. Often you just need less timing, not a different pace. Extra coach trick, treat timing like a percentage of the groove, not a swing knob. A really good workflow is to temporarily crank timing up to like 80%, so you can clearly hear what the groove is doing. Then back it down until it's just on the edge of noticeable. That's where Tight But Alive usually lives. Now step 7. Lock the snare punch, because this is critical in D&B. Even if your fill is chaotic, the listener needs something to trust. Usually that's the main snare on beats 2 and 4. So in MIDI, find those main snare hits. Select only those notes and quantize them back to the grid. Use a 1/4 or 1/8 quantize and set the amount to 100%, but only for those anchor snare hits. Micro timing priority list. Beginner safe. First, keep the main snare dead reliable. Second, keep the kick reasonably stable. Third, let the ghost notes and hats do most of the moving. If everything moves equally, it doesn't sound groovy, it sounds loose. Alternative method if you want it even safer, layer a clean snare on a separate track. Keep that snare perfectly quantized, and let your sliced break fill groove around it. If you do layer a snare, a simple stock chain is plenty. EQ8 with a high pass around 120 Hz to stay out of the low end. A gentle snap boost around 3-5 Khz if it needs it. Then drum bus for a bit of drive, maybe 2-6. Then saturator with soft clip-on, and a small drive like 1-3 dB. Now step 8, commit the groove without losing control. Once it feels right, you want to print it so it's stable. This is a finishing mindset move. It keeps you from endlessly tweaking, and it makes the fill consistent when you start mixing. Two ways to commit. Method A, commit into the MIDI. In the groove pool, click the groove and hit commit. That writes the timing and velocity into the notes. Then important, set the clip's groove back to none. Otherwise, you can accidentally double apply groove and wonder why everything got weird. Method B, resample to audio, which is my favorite for a more classic jungle workflow. Create a new audio track called Print Break. Set audio from to your break or your drums group, arm it, and record the fill section. Now you have an audio print you can edit like a record. Fades, tiny reverses, micro stutters, little silences before the downbeat. Those small edits can make it sound like producer intent, not just a loop with swing. Quick gain staging note before you print. Aim for the fill track peaking around -6 to -3 dBFS on its own track meter. You'll get cleaner saturation and more predictable limiting later. Now step 9. Make it feel like a real D&B phrase. Try this simple 8-bar structure. Bars 1 through 6, your main groove, tight and consistent. Bar 7. Add a little extra hat energy, maybe a ride or a brighter layer. Bar 8. Your grooved amen style fill, then a hard cut into the drop. For transition hype, keep it clean. Automate an auto filter high pass on the break for that last bar. Add a short plate reverb, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, but low cut it around 300 Hz so it doesn't muddy the drop. Maybe a very subtle ping pong delay, 1/8 or 1/16, only on the last one or two hits. Then cut it dead at the drop. That last part is important. Hype without smear. Common mistakes to avoid while you do this. Don't groove the whole drum bus if you want D&B impact. Groove the fill only, or a break layer only. Don't push random too high. At 20 or 30%, it can turn into messy timing fast. Don't overswing at 174 BPM. A little goes a long way. And don't forget, if you commit and the groove is still active, you're stacking swing twice. Also, if you're working with audio and the groove feels smeary, check warp mode. For breaks, beats mode is usually safest. Tones and texture can blur transients, which can make your groove feel less punchy. Before we wrap, here's a quick practice exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Make a 2-bar section. Bar 1 tight. Bar 2 is a fill. Extract a groove from a loop, either the break itself or something funkier. Apply it only to bar 2. Then a /B3 settings. Version A, tight roller. Timing 35, velocity 10, random 3. Version B, jungle bounce. Timing 55, velocity 20, random 6. Version C, chaos fill. Timing 65, velocity 25, random 10. Pick your favorite, commit it, resample it, and try one final trick. Do a 1/16 stutter on the last beat before the downbeat, Then hard cut into the drop and listen carefully. Your test is simple. Does it feel more exciting without sounding louder? And does the first kick of the drop still feel clean and confident? Recap to lock it in. Groove pool is your feel engine. Timing, velocity, and a little random create movement. Extract groove from real loops to get authentic human timing. Apply groove only to the fill so your kick and main snare stay anchored. Commit or resample so the feel becomes stable and mixable. And use stock tools like EQ8, drum bus, saturator, compressor, auto filter to keep it heavy, controlled, and ready for a real track. If you tell me one thing, I can tailor this exactly. Are you using a real Amen audio sample, or are you building the fill with MIDI hits in a drum rack?